All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are talking about journaling. And the title of our episode is Journaling Practices That Will Change Your Life. And I do not believe that that is an overstatement in the least, because it has changed mine for the better by far times 10. And honestly, it's why I wrote a journal, because I wanted to offer anybody who was interested the opportunity to implement the journaling practice that I used that helped me on my road to recovery and self-discovery. And it allowed me to implement these amazing healthy habits, an actual AM routine that allowed me to enter into the day in the right mindset, in the right headspace, with a positive outlook and some peace in my heart and mind and body. And it also set me up with a PM routine that would allow me to rest my body well. And so I just wanted people to have an opportunity to really explore small changes at a time and the benefits of that. Because, I don't know, if you're anything like me, it needs to be gradual. It needs to be slow. It needs to be deliberate. It needs to be intentional. And it needs to be something that is sustainable. Something small enough that it's like, there is absolutely no way that I'm not getting this done today because it is that easy. I mean, for instance, one of the things I implemented, and I think it was the second year of my journaling practice, was that I wanted to read more. So I made that part of my PM routine. I was like, I buy these books all the time. I mean, like, gosh, I keep Amazon in business, okay? And I buy all these books and I never have the time to read it. Plus, I'm mildly dyslexic and it takes me forever to read anyway. So I was like, I'm going to read these books. So do you know how much I started with? One paragraph. I started reading one paragraph every single night as part of my PM routine before I would go to bed and before I would engage with my journal. It took me to a place where one paragraph at a time, I was reading more than I had read in the last 5 years. Okay. And it was because it was intentional. It was there. It was deliberate. And because I implemented a bullet journaling practice, I was able to check that box every day and be like, yep, read today. I read today. Because I did. I read, and I read the amount that I said I would, and the amount that I said I would do was reasonable. It was so reasonable that there was no way I wasn't going to do it, even when I was dead dog tired. I came in some nights after working 13 hours, not healthy, don't recommend, but I would just lay on the bed and be like, yep, I'm glad I only committed to a paragraph, but I did it. I did that paragraph. And I need to just let you know that I think starting small is the best way to start, because it ensures that you will build those trust bonds with yourself that says, guess what? I'm showing up every day. I'm showing up consistently. I'm engaging this book. I'm engaging my journal. I'm doing the things that I said that I would do because I love myself and I deserve it, and I am ready for positive change in my life. So I really, really encourage a healthy and consistent journaling practice and healthy habits that do not take up a lot of your precious and valuable time. They pay out dividends. And these things, they're so important and they need to be prioritized, but they do not take a lot of time. And we're going to talk about several different things. But in the journaling practice I've developed, there is no prescription. There can't possibly be a prescription for you. You are a unique, special, precious, well-designed individual that needs to develop this for themselves, because you know the areas of life that you have cast a shadow on that need to be brought into the light. No one can do that for you, but you also have to be honest and self-aware enough to say, what am I ready to do? And what am I willing to do? Where am I really willing to put in the reps this 3 months, this 90 days? If you're engaging with my journal, you know it's a 90-day journey. Okay? So you're going to engage and automate new healthy habits and behaviors several times a year. You know, it takes about 90 days to automate a new healthy habit, especially when you're keeping it, you know, semi-small. Okay? So there are some habits that you're going to want to tackle or minimize or abstain from. And those habits are going to take more than 90 days, okay, to abstain from. We know that. But when you're putting in the healthy habits, when you're putting in the positive things like reading, I mentioned, or taking vitamins or drinking 64 or 120 ounces of water, whatever you're implementing, those things, they take about 90 days. If you're trying to abstain or pull back from something that's become intrusive, if it's become addictive in nature, if you're dependent on it, those things, you're going to want to work on that and you're going to want to track it and let that be one of your bullet points for probably the next 180 days, 2 years. And so please keep those on there for as long as they need to stay on there. For some people, it's going to be the rest of their life. And that's absolutely fine. That's wonderful. But for the healthy habits that you're implementing, we're really looking at about 90 days. And if it's still something that you're struggling with, or if you just want to like take it from that one paragraph to a whole page, like I wound up doing, you can do that in the next 90-day cycle. But the journal that I created is just one type of journaling practice. Mine is a bullet journal with reflections and self-discovery prompts for each day. And you're also logging and reporting on those healthy habits and changes that you want to implement. And you want to support those healthy habits in your AM routine and your PM routine, which is established early on in the journal. So it's one way, okay? But it's not the only way to do a journaling practice. There are so many amazing ways to engage yourself and your story on a deeper level. Okay. Many, many healthy journaling practices. This one just happens to be a little bit more about behavioral shifts and changes, but there are so many ways to go deeper into, you know, your internal landscape and your beautiful story, and even begin to rewrite any faulty narratives that you have. So there's so many ways to do this. And this episode really is about just piquing your interest and getting you excited about the newness that you can have when you enter into a journaling practice. I did not journal for a very, 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 very long time. I don't like to have to do anything, okay? A little bit about my personality. I don't want to be told I have to do something. And just because it worked for everybody else absolutely does not mean it's going to work for me. I put off a journaling practice for a very, very, very long time. And it wasn't till I really wanted to track some behavioral changes that I was trying to make that I dove deep into a journaling practice. The practice of, yes, bulleting and tracking, but also going deeper into the internal landscape, understanding on a deeper level what were my needs on a daily basis and how was I working towards getting those needs met in a true, deep, and meaningful way. And A lot of people that I know, yours truly included, a lot of the people I work with, that's something that they're not really in touch with is what do I need? Who am I and what do I need? And how do I better know, love, care, cherish that person and meet their needs? Because we have to learn to do this for ourselves. We will only be able to love deeply in relationships to the degree that we can do that for ourselves. And I invite you to that. It is what I discovered through a journaling practice. Okay. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I resisted. I resisted for so long. And I definitely have that tendency. I'll resist change. I'll resist a have to moment for as long as possible. But when I surrendered to it, it truly was life changing. And that's why we entitled this, you know, journaling practices that will change your life. And I can guarantee that if you engage this journal on a regular basis, and I'm talking daily, if you really engage it in a deliberate and meaningful way, it will absolutely change your life for the better. And you deserve that. You deserve the opportunity for healthy and meaningful and lasting change. And it just gives you something you can build on. Yes, start small and build and build. Start with that paragraph. Go to the page, okay? Then just build from there. Or maybe that's good. Maybe that's good. Maybe you start stretching in the morning for 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Pull out that foam roller and you roll back and forth. Why don't you start with that for this 90 days instead of getting off the couch and trying to run a marathon? Okay, that's not what we're looking to accomplish. We want meaningful, lasting change. Okay, there's no quick fixes that are going to be lasting and sustainable. I'm sorry, I hate to say that, but it's just reality. And you deserve the best. You deserve the best version of yourself, and so do the people who know you, love you, see you, and care about you. So anyway, I hope that you will buckle up for this whole season where we dive really deep into every aspect of my journal, which you can find on Amazon. And you can either search Andrea Epting, Epting, on Amazon, or you can even go to the lightninginabottle.biz website and you can order it off of there. But it is the 90-day mini journal, the plan to recover and self-discover. Recovery and self-discovery. And we just would love for you to have one in hand as you move through this season. But like I said, there's so many different ways to engage in a journaling practice. And I think you can also just see some pictures, some images of it on there if you go to Amazon and look at the reviews. So, I mean, if you don't want to buy it, that's fine. But just look at the pictures and use the information from there so that we can move through this together and you'll have a visual representation of what we're working through. And I just thank you so much and I'm excited.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.